Act 5, Scenes 1 to 4.
The final act, Act 5, opens with the famous sleepwalking scene. Lady Macbeth is sleepwalking in Dunsinane Castle. She tries to wash imaginary blood from her hands.
And she says something in her sleep that marks her guilt.
What need we fear? Who knows it when none can call our power to account? Yet who would have thought the old man to have had so much blood in him?
Her language is very strange here as well. Sometimes she speaks in fragments, and Shakespeare makes her use prose rather than verse as well.
Oh yes, that's right. I wouldn't have noticed. Has Lady Macbeth gone mad now?
Well, it looks like it. At least her guilt seems to burden her a lot.
That's not really surprising, is it? Now, what happens next?
Hope is near. The second scene of Act 5 takes place in an open field. The army to overthrow Macbeth is approaching, led by Malcolm and Macduff.
And in Scene 3, Macbeth also realises that the decisive battle is near. But he's reassured when he recalls the predictions by the witch's apparitions.
A servant reports that the English army is on its way. Macbeth calls for his armour and decides to fight to his death.
I'll fight till from my bones my flesh be hacked. Give me my armour.
So the decisive battle can finally begin. But how do the predictions of the apparitions come in here?
In Scene 4, which is set near Birnam Wood, the army around Malcolm and Macduff is gathering.
Birnam Wood? Hang on. Didn't one of the apparitions tell Macbeth that he won't be defeated until Birnam Wood starts moving towards Dunsinane Castle?
Yep, and the wood actually moves in this scene. Listen to what Malcolm orders his army to do.
Let every soldier hew him down a bough and bear it before him. Thereby shall we shadow the numbers of our host and make discovery ere in report of us.
Ah, OK, now I see what's going on here. The soldiers are to use branches as a camouflage so that their approach towards Dunsinane Castle remains undiscovered.
That's really clever, isn't it? Now Macbeth's downfall is very close.
Act 5, Scenes 5 to 9.
Yes, the end is near. In Scene 5 at Dunsinane Castle, Macbeth is informed that Lady Macbeth is dead.
She must have committed suicide. Her feelings of guilt must have been unbearable.
But we don't really know, do we?
No, we don't. However, Macbeth then broods on the futility of life.
Out, out, brief candle. Life's but a walking shadow. A poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage, and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing.
He must feel alone and kind of empty now that the play is drawing to a close.
Yes, indeed. A messenger then tells him that the army is approaching Dunsinane.
As I did stand my watch upon the hill, I looked toward Birnam, and anon, methought, the wood began to move.
In Scene 6 and 7, the battle begins. First, Macbeth fights against young Siward.
And he kills him. Then he boasts that no man born of a woman can actually do harm to him, as he feels safe by what the witch's apparition told him.
So who can kill Macbeth then?
In Scene 8, Macbeth faces Macduff. And yet again, he boasts,
let fall thy blade on vulnerable crests. I bear a charmed life, which must not yield to one of woman born.
But Macduff tells Macbeth that he was born by caesarean section.
Despair thy charm, and let the angel whom thou still hast served tell thee, Macduff was from his mother's womb untimely ripped.
When Macbeth realises that, he first refuses to fight against Macduff.
But it's too late.
Yes, In the end, Macbeth decides to die fighting, and he's finally killed by Macduff.
Phew, so all the witch's prophecies have actually come true.
Yes, that's right.
And how does the play end?
In the last scene, order is restored. Macduff presents Macbeth's head and greets Malcolm as the new King of Scotland.
Oh, what a sight. Macbeth's severed head in Macduff's hands. That's an impressive ending.
Yeah, that's true.